T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Running a left red turn arrow, leaving the seat up, reheating your fish leftovers in the office. Our world is overflowing with savages. Steam PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
And you get a lot of people in a confined and comfortable space. It is ripe for potential savagery, and certainly when it comes to uncomfortable, confined spaces, air travel checks all those boxes.
I mean, it is what it is. It's not going to be a pleasant situation. It's not going to be fun for anyone.
Not unless
flying isn't necessarily fun.
Not unless you're in first class, that's for sure.
True.
But today's Savage or Sensible, which is reclining your seat on a plane. If you know the person behind you can't recline theirs, stems actually from a story that's gone viral. We've touched on it a little bit on the show this morning.
This is crazy.
So there's a woman. She says she has been assaulted because the man who was sitting behind her on a flight was punching her, the back of her chair, the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you read that headline, you hear that.
Savage.
And you're probably on her side, right? You think that guy, oh, what a monster. But she posted a video of what was happening. And when you watch the video, at least when I watched the video, and I was able to really see what went down, I think the savage in the situation is this woman. And not just for saying that she was, quote, assaulted because someone was punching the back of her seat. He was not punching it hard. You can see the video for yourself. It's up at 98pxy.com. But basically what happened here was this guy was sitting in the final seat of the plane,
mm-hmm.
in the very back, up against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever been unfortunate enough to be in that position, you know that usually you don't have any room to recline. So apparently this guy asked the woman to please not recline her chair because he would have no space. She did it anyway.
Okay.
She reclines back. And if you watch this video, you will see there is, I don't know, couple inches, 2-3 inches of room between this guy's head and this woman. She is the savage here.
Like, she's not the savage.
Yes, she is. She's you can't do that. If you know the person behind you can't recline their seat, you don't recline your seat. It's not fair. It's
flying.
Not kind.
Flying is uncomfortable, okay?
So why make it more uncomfortable?
Listen, and it's expensive.
Uh-huh.
And you know going into it that you're not going to be in a California King. You're in a very small, probably wiry seat that's not going to be great. And for the record, it costs more money for you to pick your seat ahead of time. So if he didn't want to spend the extra 20, 30 bucks, that's
hold on, hold on,
him.
Hold on. So you think, do you think that this woman paid extra to pick the second to last row?
Maybe she did.
I don't think so.
Maybe she did.
No one would do that.
But I'm just saying, if you don't want to find yourself in the situation and you're going to get aggressive and start repeatedly jabbing the back of someone's seat,
I don't know how aggressive it was.
Then pay the extra 20 bucks if it's that big of an issue to you.
He probably went into this thinking that this is the social construct of, well, if I can't lean back, the person in front of me won't either.
Flying is a crapshoot. It's the luck of the draw. If you're not going to put all the things in place that's going to make you the most comfortable.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, I looked it up. I know how long a flight from New Orleans to Charlotte, which this lady and this man were flying, it's an hour and a half. If you really can't suck it up for an hour and a half.
Okay.
Also, in this video, this guy had the tray table down. If he put it up, he would have had a hell of a lot more space.
The guy wanted to put down whatever he was watching.
His phone?
Yeah, with a little armrest.
Hold your phone.
Jeez.
Hold your phone.
Breezy, you say all of this, but if we switch the roles and you were in the position of that man, you would be having a childlike temper tantrum. You would be losing your mind. You would be like, oh,
I'm coming at defense for this lady, and I've said it once and I'll say it again. It's only savage if it happens to me.
It's not how it works. Not how any of this works.
But I'm taking this side. I'm taking the stance. I'm not backing down. This lady paid just as much.
For the record, the next time you fly, you're going to go to Florida in March. If you find yourself in the same position as this man, you're going to be fine with it. Well, she paid more. That's what you're going to have to tell yourself. You realize that, right?
I mean, it's not going to be great.
Yeah.
But
you're not going to be flustered at all. Your face won't get red. You won't get all upset about it.
You won't
angrily text people after and then talk all about it incessantly. You won't do any of that.
Probably not.
Probably not. All right.
I don't know. I've never been in that situation. But for this, I know what it's like to fly. I fly all the time. I get it. Okay. And it's not fun. And if you want to
Yeah,
have
so why
fun
make it
flight,
less fun?
If you want to have a fun flight, then pay for it. I'm sorry.
Then make it less fun. It's about surviving it is what's really happening here. All right. Jump in on this one. Again, if you've seen this video, you can go now, 98pxy.com.
The video's stupid.
Savage or sensible. Reclining your seat on a plane. If you know the person behind you can't recline theirs, it's basic manners and just being polite to your neighbors. That's all it is.
Manners do not come in effect on a plane.
Oh, manners just thrown out the window?
It's a dog-eat-dog world.
Mans the Panda on Twitter, Breeze, says, kind of with you, I think with probably everyone on this, saying, I'm a firm believer in not reclining my seat unless there's no one behind me or I'm in business class / first class or flying internationally more than 5 hours on the same flight. This is the part where you're going to agree. Says, however, he's being a petulant child. Honestly, everyone sucks in this situation.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree on that.
I agree.
It's definitely a childish move, but I still can't get past the fact that she just reclined her seat when she knew he couldn't.
I don't deal well with passive-aggressive people. So if you were going to do that to me, I would try to just piss you off even more, to be honest. If you're going to sit there and
rock
slam
the, seat back,
the
yeah.
back of my seat.
Yeah.
Also, who's to say this guy would even want to recline a seat, even if he did have the option?
Seemed like he didn't want her to recline hers so we could have a little more room.
Sounds like a control freak to me.
On Facebook, some comments coming through. Jen, this is so savage. She obviously has no respect for others. Hitting the seat is not assault. This woman sounds like an entitled drama queen.
Well.
Chris weighed in on your side, though. Here, Breeze, with this sensible vote. He says, pay for a better seat.
That's exactly what I said.
I don't care who's behind me. I pay good money to fly all over the world. If you don't like it, don't fly. I don't fly to please other people.
Flying is about, you say this all the time on the show, parenting is about survival. Flying on an aircraft is about survival. In every way, shape, or form.
Can't we just,
comfort, survival.
Can't we just be
making
kind?
Making it to your destination.
Can't we just be kind to one another?
Kindness goes out the window on a plane.
Let's grab this. 222-9800. Shelly from Canandaigua. All right, what do you think for today's Savage or Sensible, reclining your seat on a plane if you know the person behind you can't recline theirs? Again, this stemming from that video of the woman who said she was assaulted because a man who asked her politely not to recline her seat because he was in the last row, couldn't recline his, and she did anyway, was lightly punching her seat the entire trip. Do you think Savage or Sensible?
I think she's Savage.
Thank you, Shelly.
Okay, Shelly, why?
Because I've been in that position. I've been in both positions, actually. And out of respect for the other person, I did not recline.
Even, like, I've been in this situation before, not where it was the very back.
You don't know this girl's circumstances, Shelly.
But if it was a big, like, a really bigger person, I will not recline because I know what it's like. I'm 6'1". You know, it sucks to fly when you're bigger. So if someone behind me is bigger, I won't recline either.
People can sit there and be like, this girl's a BITCH. But here's the thing. She might have back problems. She might need to recline.
This guy could have been on a flight to see his dying mother. Who knows? You can throw out all that stuff that you want.
But it doesn't matter. I mean.
But it does. It's basic. It's being polite.
But it's the luck of the draw. He didn't pay extra for his seat.
Give it a she.
You don't know that.
Wait up. Quite simply, if she had some back issue or whatever, and he said to her, hey, please don't recline, she could have said, I'm sorry, sir, I have a back issue.
Right, yeah, she did
I'm
not.
I'm going to have to recline. Yeah. They could have, gotten a stewardess or whoever. They could have solved the problem
totally.
In a different manner.
Totally. Look, this falls...
I think they're both pretty childish, if I'm being honest.
I mean, it was childish to bang on the seat the whole time. Funny, but childish. But I think, Shelly, do you agree with me that this falls under the golden rule? Do to others as you would like done to yourself, or however the hell it goes.
Yeah, do unto others as you would like done unto you.
Yeah,
it's called treat others the way you
want
to be treated.
But there's also the silver rule, which is do not do unto others that you would not wish to have done unto you.
There you go. That's the rule that Breeze does not believe in.
I think it's only savages that happens to you. Rules go out the window when it comes to airplanes. It's about survival, Shelly. That's what it's about.
Oh, Lord.
It totally is.
I know.
You know, we can't descend into the chaos.
Totally. Absolutely. Yeah. Can't go into anarchy. Shelly, thanks
an
for the call.
And a half flight.
Have a great one.
Suck it up.
Thank you. Bye.
222-9800. Chuck, hanging on the line now for today's Saturday Sensible. Chuck, what do you think? Reclining your seat on a plane if you know the person behind you can't recline theirs.
How goes it this Thursday morning?
It goes well.
Wow, Chuck, we're doing well.
Chuck, what do you think? Savage or sensible?
I would think that it would be savage to recline your seat.
Okay.
It's just a matter of common decency.
Right. Yeah, thank you, Chuck.
Like you said a few minutes ago, the golden rule, do unto others as you would
have done unto you.
I love... You know? I love how everyone wants to sit here and act like they would be an angel. They're not in the situation, okay? You're not contorted in this seat. I mean...
It's not a torture device,
It's not fun, Chuck. Chuck, it's not fun.
But no one's saying it's fun. It's just saying that if you know the person behind you can't recline, don't recline your chair. It's being kind.
But to be honest, this guy was kind of a jerk. He would not have done that for her. He's sitting there punching the back of her chair like a savage. You don't know that.
That's the thing. Chuck, thank you for the phone call.
You got it, buddy. Have a good one.
You too. All right. We're tied in the poll right now up at 98pxo.com.
Of course we are.
We're tied in the poll. We need one more call to break this.
All right. Call us now. 222-9800. You could be the swing vote for today's Savage or Sensible. For reclining your seat on an airplane when you know the person behind you cannot recline theirs.
Yeah, again, it's going back and forth. If you look in the poll, by the way, it is not 50-50 there, but one person on Facebook said they accidentally voted sensible instead of savage. So that's why. Even things up a little bit, Breeze. And you can see, by the way, the video that that went down. People are very surprised by what went down. How lightly
it's just childish.
He's tapping the chair. The 98pxo.com.
It's passive aggressive.
Let's try this. It's Team PXY. Who is this?
Terrence.
What's your name?
Terrence.
All right, you're the deciding factor here for today's Savage or Sensible. Reclining your seat on a plane if you know the person behind you can't recline theirs. How are you going to vote?
Definitely Savage.
And that is... Woo! Taryn, thank you for calling
in. Wow, Taryn, can't wait for you to fly next time.
I hope that... you better hope that Taryn's in front of you if you're stuck in that last seat on your next flight, Breeze.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.